Welcome to Mind and Movement, getting smart about how you move. I'm Hazel. Thanks for joining me for another Move Note. Today, the book we're discussing is Designed to Move, the science-backed program to fight sitting disease and enjoy lifelong health by Dr. Joan Vernikos. The key points we're going to discuss today are, number one, gravity. It's awesome. Two, too much sitting. That's the problem. Number three, movement or exercise. We're going to go with movement and exercise, maybe. The fourth key idea is health or fitness. We're going to go with health. The fifth key idea is health problems and sitting. The answer is to stand up. Sixth key idea is a warning, children not moving. And number seven is stand up, sit down. Let's kick off with a quote from the amazing Dr. Joan Vernikos. She says, quote, "Designed to Move is for those who want to regain control over their long-term health and well-being with a natural solution. I wrote it to bring you up to speed on the latest research from NASA and the scientific community on the physiological benefits of moving and to offer workable solutions for using gravity, our ever-present friend, to strengthen your body and improve your life. As we struggle to find the best ways to help astronauts explore and live on Mars one day, why not at the same time choose to live well on Earth? This book shows you how." End quote. That's Joan Vernikos from Designed to Move. I could summarize this book very simply by saying stand up every 30 minutes. If you want to really improve your health, it really is as simple as that. No, I'm not kidding. This book is full of research that says exactly that. We want to reduce the amount of time we sit without changing position. It's not the sitting that's bad, it's the fact that we are not moving. We need to break up sitting with standing and moving as much as possible. We need to move, and indeed we are designed to do so. This is a fun book by Dr. Joan Vernikos. Joan is an incredible human. She was the life sciences director at NASA for a large chunk of her career and discovered that what happens to astronauts in space is similar to what happens to humans on Earth when we remove ourselves from gravity, aka sit down. Part one is all about why we don't want to sit too much, and part two is about the behaviors we can install to, quote, enjoy lifelong health through smart and frequent movement. The first key idea is gravity. Here's a quote from Joan, quote, "As we progress through life in today's society, we become more and more sedentary. We call the changes aging, as if they are natural and unavoidable. It does not have to be that way. Our genes may predispose us, but how healthy your aging might be is at your disposal. Learning how to live in gravity is what children do as they learn to move in the earliest months and years of life. Relearning how to live in gravity as an adult is what this book is all about. Gravity is more than our friend, it is our lifeline." End quote. Gravity. When was the last time you took a moment to think about how your use or lack thereof of gravity might be affecting your health? This book is all about movement and how we need to move in gravity most of the time to reap the benefits. Modern hunter-gatherers such as the Chimane tribe in Bolivia have some of the best heart health in the world, and they constantly move. They take between 14,000 and 17,000 steps a day, and they never exercise. Joan makes the distinction that it is not that we need to replace our sitting with exercise, but that we need to remember that we have other options. Standing up, folding the clothes, digging in the garden, washing the car, stretching, walking and chatting, standing in meetings, walking to work, and so on. She also wants us to know that these other options for moving our bodies may be more beneficial for our health than exercise. Here's another quote, quote, "Physiological changes in highly fit astronauts in the near zero gravity of space, or those caused in healthy men and women by continuous sitting or lying in bed, are similar to those in the elderly. These conditions, which afford negligible use of gravity both in space and here on Earth, produce aging changes and accelerate the aging process. The common denominator of these changes, whether on Earth or in space, is gravity deprivation of one form or another. Near zero gravity in space, reduced influence of gravity when lying down, reduced sensing of gravity, or minimal use of gravity here on Earth. In spite of being constantly surrounded by gravity, by habitual, prolonged sitting and immobility. End quote. When we don't move in gravity, our bodies begin to break down. When astronauts are completely removed from gravity, their bodies begin to lose function much more rapidly than here on Earth. Quote, we have learned at NASA that all of the changes astronauts undergo are reversible when gravity-using movement is reinduced upon their return to Earth. End quote. Similar changes in sedentary Earth dwellers, including older age Earth dwellers, can be reversed when gravity-using movement is increased. So use gravity. Move in it. Don't be still. Here's key idea number two. Too much sitting. Quote, we move less today than at any time in human history. Modern comforts, conveniences, and forms of electronic entertainment deprive us of the simple everyday movement of our recent ancestry. We have no need to move the way we used to. In fact, modern conveniences have robbed people of the many opportunities for movement they once spontaneously encountered by simply going about their lives. End quote. Do you sit too much? How have modern conveniences robbed you of movement? Do you still hang the clothes on the line or do you put them in the dryer? Do you walk to work or do you drive? Do you cook your own meals or buy fast food on the way home? Do you grow your own food, dig, squat, crouch, reach, or do you buy it from the supermarket? Do you spend your weekends moving or do you sit on the couch? You don't have to go to the gym to reap the benefits of movement. You simply have to get out of your chair. Are you in a chair right now? I hope not. Stand up. The third key idea is movement or exercise. Here's a quote. Quote, Americans have struggled in recent decades to exercise more and eat less. But one thing hasn't changed. We spend hour after hour every day virtually immobile in our chairs or cars. And we're heavier, sicker, and more tired as a result. The way we live is killing us, and we can't seem to stop it. We seem to have had the choice of either sitting or exercising, with nothing, like routine daily movement, in between. End quote. You have more than two options. For years, we have been told that in order to be healthy, we must exercise. In this book, Joan is trying to get you to see that you have other options. Movement involves moving your body, no gym required. Hanging up the clothes is movement, walking is movement, gardening is movement, playing with your kids is movement, unless you're playing video games, of course. Instead of thinking that you must exercise, how about changing your view and choosing to see that movement is really good for you? Quote, in America, our big problem comes from not moving enough as we go about our daily lives. Such smart moving is needed to keep the body tuned and oiled, ready to respond as needed. Its absence makes us heavy, stiff, and rusty. Simple everyday moving is the foundation of health. It's what keeps us alive, resilient, and feeling good. It is very different from working out at the gym. End quote. Joan gets more movement into her life by always taking the stairs, walking her dogs twice a day, cooking meals from scratch, replacing one trip per week with human power, catching up with friends while walking, dancing, and continuing to be involved in sport. How can you get more movement today? There's a space there in the PDF for you to fill it in. Here's another quote from Joan. Quote, ultimately, we're talking about a shift in mindset from looking at exercise as the only savior to understanding and relishing that simply changing one's posture along the G-axis and moving in more effective ways will create the foundation for your health. Let's get moving. End quote. And the next key idea is health or fitness. Quote, bear in mind that health is different from fitness. Health is the absence of disease, whereas fitness must be defined by what one is fit to do, presumably with exertion. Problems arise with social expectations about the universal value of exercise, and government guidelines push us in the direction that doesn't necessarily work or solve the sitting problem. The solution is simple: frequent, beneficial daily movement, which is readily available to all anywhere and is already, to one degree or another, part of our daily lives. End quote. If you want to be healthy, you must move. I'm repeating myself here. Have you noticed? Government guidelines may suggest that exercise after work is what we need to stay healthy, but the science shows that exercising after work does not undo the detrimental consequences of all-day sitting. The key is to interrupt your long bouts of sitting with movement. Simply standing up every 30 minutes will have more positive benefits for your health than going to the gym every day after work. Although, Joan suggests you might want to do that too. Modern hunter-gatherers don't exercise, and they have some of the best heart health in the world. Katie Bowman suggests that understanding the idea that movement is what the body really needs and that exercise is simply the invention of a sedentary society will help you to see why exercise is not the answer to all our health troubles, and that restoring a huge variety of movement to your life will be very beneficial for your health. If you want to be healthy, you must move. If you want to be fit for a specific sport, you must move and do specific training for your sport. Exercise is not necessary for your health, but movement is. Remember, modern hunter-gatherers never exercise and simply move all day, and they have super healthy hearts. The next key idea is health problems and sitting. Joan says, quote, "Most of us spend as much as 55% or more of our waking hours each day sitting. We sit at the table during meals, we sit while driving our cars, we sit while working at the desk, at the office, or at school, and we finish off the day sitting on the couch watching TV in the evening." End quote. Joan spends a few pages discussing scientific papers that show links between too much sitting and cancer, reproductive disorders, cardiovascular disorders, metabolism issues, reduced cognitive function, balance and coordination issues, dementia, and back pain. Get the book for the specifics of the science, but start reducing your sitting time now by standing. Or better yet, download the audio version of this note or get it from the Mind and Movement podcast and walk while you listen. Sitting for long periods has got to be eliminated from our lives. Humans simply weren't designed to sit for long at all. The next key idea is warning, children not moving. Quote, "Anyone who spends even short periods of time with young children knows that they have an amazing amount of energy and are by nature constantly moving. During the first 5 to 10 years of development, their basic metabolism is changing at a very high rate, for the young bodies need energy not just for movement and internal functions like blood circulation and nervous system reactions, but also for the growth of muscles, bones, nerve fibers, and so forth. Yet as adults, we often find children's constant moving about to be an annoyance. It can be tempting to park children in front of the TV or video game console and instruct them to sit still for however long is convenient for the adult." End quote. I'm about to yell at you. Sorry. Please don't be an adult who restricts the movement of children. I'll say it again. Please don't be an adult who restricts the movement of children. Joan shares a lot of research emphasizing how detrimental it is for children to be still. Children who watch TV are likely to be overweight and have poor bone density. Screen time also negatively affects children's self-worth and self-esteem. Joan says, quote, "It is important to recognize that the spontaneous activity of a child is nothing like the structured physical activity provided in a school's curriculum. G.D. Myers, Director of Research at the Human Performance Laboratory for the Division of Sports Medicine at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, and his team point out that current recommendations for physical activity overlook the critical importance of motor skills acquired early in life. Instead, they focus on quantifying how much physical activity children should engage in, e.g. 60 minutes of daily moderate to vigorous physical activity, aerobic fitness, muscular strength, muscular endurance, flexibility, and body composition." End quote. Children need to be constantly moving. Adults need to be constantly moving too, by the way. And I could also put the warning, adults not moving, or warning, humans not moving. Children need to be constantly moving. Keeping children still in a position for long will interfere with the developmental movement patterns, especially when they are babies and toddlers. Let's go back. Humans need to be constantly moving. Keeping adults still in any position for long will interfere with their development. We are constantly developing. Let's not forget that. Children must move so that they can experience their changing body and gravity and learn how to move. When you are still, you are not practicing interacting with gravity, and so you become less skilled at it. Your muscles weaken and your balance fails. To practice balance is simply to move in gravity. If your balance is poor, you need to move more. Joan again, she says, quote, "Gravity has determined how we evolved, developed, grow, look, and function. How we use gravity determines our health and longevity. The benign neglect that comes with too much sitting has taken away our health, our ability to move about easily, and our ability to retain a youthful life. Essentially, the input into our central nervous system that moving in G, or gravity, is designed to provide is reduced by sitting. When the vestibular system, the brain's G-perceiving balance center, goes silent or is damaged, the rest of the body atrophies and prepares metabolically to shut down." End quote. Let yourself move and make it your mission to help the children in your life get as much playful movement as possible. And finally, the last key idea, stand up. Quote, "What we want to do is tap into the virtuous cycle based on each person's starting point and begin to move more frequently and more effectively. As you do this, I guarantee your levels of energy and strength will begin to increase. Your confidence will be raised and you will start to seek out opportunities to move more. You may suffer from a disability or be handicapped by obesity or age, but there is always something you can do." End quote. Sitting for a long time makes you sick. The solution is to stand up. That is, move. The more movement, the better. So stand up, move around, and sit back down. But make sure you stand up again soon. So that's it. A very quick look through this great book, Designed to Move by Dr. Joan Vernikos. A little bit more about Joan. Joan is a research scientist who pioneered space medicine. How awesome is that? She worked at NASA as director of life sciences for many years. In her research at NASA, Joan spearheaded groundbreaking medical studies on the effects of weightlessness on health. She has written many books on the subject. You can find out more about Joan at joanvernikos.com. Of course, I am the author of This Note. My name's Hazel. I've got a degree in exercise and sports science. I'm an anatomy trained structural integrator and a restorative exercise specialist. I work with clients to improve movement and reduce pain, and I love reading and geeking out on movement books. I write notes on the books I love to help others learn faster. You can find out more at mindinmovement.co.nz or get in touch at hazel@mindinmovement.co.nz. I hope you have enjoyed the content of this note, but please remember that it is not medical advice and should not be used as such. Have an awesome day.